Fox Sports 1280 Rochester. Fox Sports 1280 Rochester.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
I've seen what you've done in this ring. You've busted your tail day in and day out. And the things that you have done outside of this ring for this company is unheard of. Here's the thing. I know we've been in two different worlds, but here we are right now in this very ring. With that said, I respect your hard work. I do. I respect you. And I'm sure the rest of the locker room, so do they. I just wanted to come out here and be one of the first to say, welcome back.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for June 4th. Before I get into anything, I just want to send out condolences to a friend of ours, a friend of the show, is Orris Hernak, who passed away this past week, as well as, and I mean, I woke up to this morning, Muhammad Ali passed away yesterday. That's just crazy. Best of goes to their families and everything. But I want to welcome you to the show. Holidays today, real quick. It's Applesauce Cake Day, Hug Your Cat Day, National Trails Day, and of course, that's always the first Saturday in June, and it's Old Maid's Day. That kind of was appropriate today.
Great.
Huh? All right, birthdays today for former Rochesterian Robert James Morella. Name sound familiar? You might know him as Gorilla Monsoon. He would have been 79 today. Rochester's own. Went to high school, I think, with my mom. I'm pretty sure of it.
Also wrestled Muhammad Ali at one point.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's kind of today would have been his birthday. ECW's Mikey Whipwreck is 43 today, and our guest. Roxy Roller Derby's Hater Tots, and Apex Predator, when she gets here, are celebrating her birthday today. So happy birthday, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, 27 again.
Yeah, 27 for life.
That's right. I want to let you know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. Join us tonight for UFC 199 at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Middleweight champion Luke Rockhold versus Michael Bisping. English guy. I'd like to see him get his head kicked in for the title tonight. Bantamweight champion Dominic Cruz, Big Mouth, versus Uriah Faber. And we'll be hosting it. There'll be prizes and drink specials all night long. I hear a phone ringing. Maybe Apex is here now.
I'm on it.
Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tonight at Salvatore's at the garage door, UFC 199. Also, please join us June 19th for WWE's Money in the Bank pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the garage door, 149 Eastridge Road. Starts at 8 p.m. Come join us for all the fun and frivolity. June 19th for WWE's Money in the Bank. Welcome to the Pain Clinic. One more plug. Hey, interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself as a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley. Rock City Roller Derby needs you, and I'm doing the Uncle Sam post. You know, pose and pointing at you. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. And if you really want to check it out, we have a recruitment night coming up this Thursday. And if you contact them at that email address, you can actually come and see how it's done. You know, you get to watch scrimmage and you get to ask questions and figure out, you know, because we need everything. We need skaters. We need referees. We need officials. We need announcers. We need everything.
Can you learn how to break a rib?
And that may be something that happens eventually.
Not if you get hurt, it's when. And so, Cash just got it out of the way early.
Okay. Okay, that's right. Listen, I get defended by the listeners, so thank you for that, Mark, reminding me of why I haven't slept well in 4 weeks, 3 weeks. We are joined by, from Roxy Roller Derby, Hater Tot.
Hi, good morning.
And Apex Predator. Hold on, I got to turn the microphone. I guess go ahead. Hey, welcome back, Apex.
I am back.
Are you here every week now?
Yeah.
Are we going to call you Brian now?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You're stuck with me now.
I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
No. You better watch out, Cash. She is a certified G
and a bona fide chick.
And I've been told you can't teach that.
Apparently
How
so.
You doing?
How you doing? Realist guys, and it wasn't.
No, I don't remember. A couple haters.
Wow.
Couple haters.
Okay. Cash is a hater.
I am not a hater. Well, no,
he's booty.
Is he? Yeah, he's definitely booty.
Oh, okay, let me introduce the other guys that are in here besides the skaters. Okay, because I got DC Dan Cole, who's on the tweeter as well as a texter. He'll be on the teeter.
Just waiting for Cash to start waggling a cane at me like, get off the tweeter, damn it.
No, you actually, what it is you jump on the teeter and the guy on the other side flips and does a flip in the air and lands on someone else's shoulder. Okay, never mind.
Oh my God.
I'm terrible.
Some vaudevillain stuff right there.
Cash is going to tell us to buy war bonds on the next break.
That's right. I got the bicycle.
Smoke some Luckies and don't forget to buy your war bonds.
And I've got the bicycle with a big wheel in the front and a little one, and you sit about 6 feet in the air. Yeah, I got one of those too. We're here with Mark Fantasia.
Woo!
DC Dan Cole already. We got Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And we have a couple of the wives in the studio there too. But we can't.
Congratulations! I had no idea.
Yeah, this is news to me too.
Well, one wife. Okay, we got.
You said wives plural, so yeah, there's wives. No pressure there. But okay.
No. Okay.
Well, Mark can be Danny's wife too.
That's true.
I okay. Know.
He's mine.
So hey, we're going to start the show by talking. Hey, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to do while you're here.
Yes, we definitely have tickets to give away to tonight's game.
Okay, tonight's game. That's why she comes up, because we were going to promote roller derby, and it's tonight at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex. I believe the doors open at 5:00. The action starts at 6:00, and we have the B sides versus the. Hold on, I'm saying Elmira Dolls of Destruction.
Yeah, I actually have not seen this team yet, so I'm very excited to see them this evening.
I've done a little research on them, so I'm looking forward to using that as I expound upon verbosely tonight, which means announcing. But
there's a lot of big words here tonight.
It's early on a Saturday. Well, yeah, nice.
Now, the Apex, you've been up here a couple times, but you never really came up here as a skater before.
No, just as a wrestling fan.
Yeah. So how did you get into roller derby?
Let's see, about 7 years ago, 8 years ago, I was into roller derby doing off skates officialing, which is something that we need people to do. So come sign up and do that,
please.
I always wanted to skate. I started losing weight 2 years ago, and I told myself if I lost 20 pounds, I would join roller derby as a skater. I lost 20 pounds, and I joined roller derby as a skater, and now here I am, 20 more pounds thinner.
How long ago did you first get involved with RCRD?
Second season.
2009,
2010? Yep, 2009,
10. And so you started skating in just the last couple of years.
Yep.
And you are on the B-sides, and you'll be skating tonight on your birthday.
Yes, on my birthday.
It's about day birthday, man.
Birthday epic. Twins.
So, we get two birthday girls in the studio at the same time. It's just a shame that Flatinum Blonde isn't with us anymore.
Then three of us could have been here.
We definitely could have had three of them.
So Blondie decided to have, an education and stop playing derby, which is dumb. But whatever, we love her. So happy birthday, Blondie, if you're listening.
And we have a few charities that are involved with RCRD, specifically tonight. We have
Girls Rock Rochester.
That's right, Girls Rock Rochester. They're going to be doing our national anthem.
I'm very excited about that.
So that's
very talented young ladies.
Yep, I have a friend with a couple of girls in the program, so they'll be there
as well as the sample soaps.
As always, we love those ladies. If you bring sample size, travel toiletries, they're donated to people in need in our city, and your name can be put in for a drawing for really cool prizes. So it's pretty great. So give something, maybe get something in return.
If you've never seen Derby before, you definitely got to come check this out. This is great. But also at halftime, we've got the Pity Love Rescue dog parade.
Yes, we have a puppy parade at halftime.
It makes me so happy inside.
It does. Isn't that pretty cool when the dogs start moving? It's like they're just in there. And Pity Love Rescue is one of our, of course, our charity partners. And they'll be out in the lobby, too, but you can meet them. But so I was doing some research on this team.
Tell me.
The Elmira Dolls of Destruction. They actually just recently relocated to Elmira from Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
And
were they something else before? Because maybe I know them as a different name. How much research have you done?
Oh, you know, I mean, being an announcer, I have to do that stuff. Mm. I think they played in Troy, Pennsylvania. I think they were just called.
So maybe some of the Hellions. Now are the Elmira Destruction Dolls. I might know some of these girls. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll definitely find out. But they skated at a place called the Troy Skateland in Troy, Pennsylvania, and apparently it's not that far from Elmira, from where they moved to.
Not so, at all.
But Elmira's right there on the border. But this is going to be a fun game. This is the third home game of the season. And if you guys, like I said, if you've never come out to see a game, come out to the Genesee Valley Sports Complex tonight. And it's only a single game, so we'll be done probably like 7:30, 7:38.
Yeah, it's a great one to bring your kids to because you'll still get them in bed before, you know.
And we've got some real cool stuff, too. Like, we have, like, the photo booth area where we have, like, they have these cutouts. They have these giant skaters where you can put your head through the cutout and get your picture taken, as well as you can put on, like, some weird stuff, like an astronaut helmet and some giant sunglasses.
I have a picture of you in the astronaut helmet from last time.
You do?
I do. Bribery pictures.
I didn't know about that.
It's okay. I'll just tweet it to your...
I'll tweet it to everyone right now.
I'll tweeter it over here.
So what does this mean to skate on your birthday, Apex?
It's kind of weird because I was actually thinking that it would be an A and B team bout because it just always is in my head. So I thought that Hayter would also be skating. I'm kind of sad that she's not because birthday bouts are the coolest.
I've never had one in all my years. I was really excited for tonight. And then when I realized it was Jesse B's game, I was like asking the B coach, like, I know there's a lot of girls this year and you don't really need me, but can I selfishly come and skate? Yeah, no, there's enough girls. You guys are covered.
We are covered.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. How's the season been going for both teams? Hayter, how about the Rockstars?
Oh, my goodness. The Stars are having an amazing season, actually. it's our second best on record so far. We're hoping to make it the best season on record. This season, like I said in the beginning, we were a little bit nervous that we lost a lot of our, you know, from the start, original OG girls, and we lost huge talent. But the girls that have stepped into their places this season are just hungry and ready to learn, and we've just become this hive mind unit right now. We're our lineups, we don't even really have to talk half the time when we're out there. It just everything comes together. Like, we've all planned it, and we've all worked it a million times. And, you know, our coach, Shazam, has got us, you know, everything's clockwork. Like, our practices run like well-oiled machines. Our games are running that way, too. So it's been an amazing season for the Rockstars. I'm very, very proud of where we've ended up this season, especially from where I thought we were going to be. So I'm very, very proud of us, even though even games that we haven't won, if we've been away, we've beat the point spread, so we've moved up in standings. So we're doing really well. It's a really good season for us. It's a good rebuilding year.
Without a doubt. And Derby is blowing up nationwide. So
it's getting there.
It is. We played last weekend in Buffalo. The Rockstars played a hangover bout there in Buffalo. And the next time they play is in Ithaca in a couple weeks. 4 weeks, I think.
Next weekend,
Columbus, both the A's and the
Ohio
B's.
Playing Ohio Roller Girls.
And Apex, how is your... You've only been rostered for a few of the B's games this year.
I had to get married and whatnot.
Yeah, I know. Remember, we had you on last week because you were at the Raw in Baltimore.
Sure,
and you had the sign up. So what, you know, besides, you know, yeah, marriage, whatever. But, you know, how's the team going so far, you know, since you've been on it? Are you feeling like, was it the hive mind, as they say?
Well, our team is a lot of rookies, including myself. This is my first year rostered to a team. All of us, for the most part, came together about a year and a half before this season and started Quarry together. So we're all very close-knit as it is. So coming together as a team has been really easy. The veterans that we have on the team are great, and they do everything they can to teach us what they know. Greg, our coach, is also great. He really has been working to get us to where we need to be. We've lost a few, we've won a few, but we've been happy with every game that we've played. Because, like I said, we have a lot of new people on our team. We're trying to kind of figure this thing out together. It's nice.
Yeah, it's one of the cool things about Rock City is that anywhere we go, even if we have a ton of brand new girls, we're always met with the same congratulations at the end of the game because Rock City doesn't ever give up. If we're being beaten by 300 points, we're still going to make you fight for every point that you're getting on us. There's no easy cakewalk. So even teams like Buffalo, who are ranked 60 points higher than us, we go and play them to test our own mettle so that we can rise to what they bring. And still at the end, they're just like, holy crap, man. Like, you guys are so aggressive. You're so, you know, man on man the whole time. Like, it's hard for us, you know, like, 300 points doesn't really match exactly what the game feels like or looks like from the stands.
Right. Like, we were losing pretty bad in our last home game, the Bees, and we came out the second half and really held them to way less points because we went in there and we're like, look it, they might be beating us by a good number, but we're not going to give them any points. We're not giving them anything. They're working for every single point that they get. And I love that mentality of both of the teams.
Yep. We pretty much decide that if we're going to lose, we're going to at least make them remember our names Monday morning at work when they're trying to get stuff done. And they're like,
That bruise. The bruise has got her hand all over
it. So we make them pay for all the points.
Stop that. All right. Well, ladies, I want to thank you for coming up and promoting Roxy Roller Derby B-Sides game tonight at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex. That's 131 Elmwood Avenue for those of you who don't know where it is, over by the U of R. And the game starts at 6. Open doors open at 5. I'll be announcing with Hader. She's going to be doing announcing with me.
It's going to be my first time. Yeah. I'm so scared.
Uh-oh.
And, please be gentle.
And, of course, you'll be skating, Apex, both celebrating your birthday. You know, hopefully do something special for that. But, you see, I'm playing some old music, see? I'm the old man.
This is your music. Like, if you walk down the street, this is what plays.
Yeah, so, but right now, if you give us, you call our 12, you get a pair of tickets to the game tonight, 222-1280, star 1280. I want to thank you, ladies, for coming, and we got to go to break. Cannot wait for the game tonight. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
So let's get real with them. New era, old era, golden era, roaring 20s, Ming Dynasty. The only era that's happening is the one in judgment from the new names and the new faces that think I will just roll over and go away. I will not go quietly into the night.
Yes, we are in Green Bay! So it is only right that we keep it G like a Packers helmet. Dudleys! You bubblegum boys want to come out here acting extra? Well, me and Big Cass are going to go upside your noodle with the whole kit and caboodle and have you curds curled up in this ring like a cheese doodle.
Southern boys with the father strength. Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain. And you can be next. You better give respect. Cause ain't nobody breaking this redneck.
You don't like me. And I haven't liked you or your family for 25 years, Del Rio. And
I actually have no problem with you. I thought we had a good thing going.
I'm starting to get sour on you.
Excuse me?
You're starting to bug me.
What do you mean? We had a good thing going. I called you a goat. You called me a donkey. I thought things were well. Donkey, what's your problem?
Donkey's rear end.
Hey!
What?
Hey!
What are you
Who's of you?
And we learned from you, John, last week that a herd of unicorns is actually called a glory of unicorns.
A glory. And right now, a glory is stomping a mud glory hole right named English. That's a unicorn stampede, boys.
That is true, and as entertaining as you are, I just want to say that there is nothing that's not on the table.
Hold the door! Hold the door! Hold the door! Hold the door! Hold the door!
Too soon.
You mean that there's a chance that you could break up the New Day?
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Mark Fantasia, the Danger Boy. We're also joined still by Apex Predator.
Never leaving.
Apex Predator.
Great job on the sound bites this week, man. You did a really good job.
Very cool. And thank you for callers who called in to win. We already have a winner. Roller Derby tonight. Let's do the plugs real quick. We're going to be out in Salvatore's at the garage door tonight for UFC 199. Come join us at 10 o'clock. Champion, middleweight champ Luke Rockhold versus Michael Bisping. Bantamweight champ Dominic Cruz versus Uriah Faber. So it'll be a doubleheader title fights tonight. Come on out. We'll have a good time, I promise you. Salvatore's the Garage Door. And also, if you're down in the south part, Salvatore's Saloon down in Scottsville. They'll be showing it, too. So, very cool. Let's get back. Let's talk about the world of pro wrestling. And, man, I love the little derby interlude, but, man, it's back to the nuts and bolts of what we do on this show. We talk about the world of pro wrestling. And there's a few things that really stood out in my mind that I wanted to talk about. One was, what about the club, you know? By the way, I want to thank Kofi Kingston for using my line about the 90s auto protection device, the club. You'll probably hear that a little bit later in the sounds, too. But what did you guys think about finally the AJ? Obviously, you couldn't turn AJ against Reigns now, but you can turn him against John Cena. Thoughts on that, Danny?
I'm glad at least they're taking this in a better direction than they were, just kind of letting the wheels spin and go nowhere.
Or do you think that's what the plan was for the first couple weeks with the club, to make you think they're not going to be together?
If that was their plan, then that was a crappy plan.
I don't know, but I got to be honest. I was expecting AJ to turn, but I actually did not expect the club to come back out. I actually thought they were going to maybe put the club with Baylor eventually, or Balor.
So thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm actually pretty happy that it's those three together.
Well, they still might, because you know we got the draft split coming up. So.
Yeah, and four of them together.
And
Finn could show up still, and you know they could like run roughshod over one of these divisions when it happens. I mean, we've got a month before that's going to happen. So,
well, speculation will start running wild after this coming Wednesday. We'll see what happens at NXT Takeover.
He's got dates for the next week overseas. They got the Download Festival coming up, and then all that stuff. So he's going to be busy on the Monday following, so it's going to be a couple weeks till he would be up.
He'll be out during the draft.
Yeah.
Now, I actually also heard that they may even, I don't know if you guys heard this, there's talk of taking that Raw 3 hours and dropping it to 2 hours, but the first hour now, you'll still have 3 hours. The first hour is NXT.
I don't like that idea.
You don't? Okay.
You know, NXT, I think NXT is going to get picked clean as soon as the draft happens.
That's what I think, too.
I think it's going to get picked clean, and we're going to, but you know what? Like I think I've seen some interviews this past week, one by Dolph Ziggler, where he said there's guys that are just foaming at the mouth to get on TV. And I think that that's probably what is going to happen.
It's funny how many people they keep interviewing all these different wrestlers, and they all keep saying, God, I hope I end up on the blue brand. Everybody keeps saying SmackDown because they're trying to push that.
You saw the main news. There was some rumors that the blue brand, which would be SmackDown, that's still going to be the one that John Cena is going to be the head of.
That's coming to Buffalo.
Yeah.
I'm not going.
Yeah, by the way, you can buy tickets now if you want to see the second live show of SmackDown. Will be in Buffalo at the First Niagara Center.
I'm mad because I couldn't get the presale to work.
Oh, really? Because I did, and it's like I kept their floor seats all over.
We'll wave
the place
to you from front row.
Yeah, thanks, Cash.
No, but, you know, I mean, think about it. I mean, there's so much speculation going on now, and you're seeing all these interviews with the wrestlers. What do you think about, and you know why now we see that why this is happening? It's because SmackDown's numbers have been so terrible. Vince McMahon said, hey, we'll go live the day, you know, from now on. Do you think that's going to solve the problem, guys?
It's going to at least help, because the biggest problems with SmackDown right now are it's really not its own show. It's a Raw replay, mm-hmm. and it's not live. That absolutely kills it.
Yep. Sound, because they always add in the sound of the crowd. You can tell when things are edited. So I don't even watch that show just for that alone. It's too produced. Yeah, too overly produced, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, but now we're going to get a different feel. They said that they're trying to make SmackDown as big as Raw.
Well, this is the direction to go, but then here's your other question. Do you have two sets of titles again? Do you go with one world title, one tag, one, and maybe like the Intercontinental on one and U.S. on the other? I don't know. I do you want to see two titles?
Yes. You're going to have two titles.
Bring back the world title. So here we are. 13 months after they did this title, or however many months, or whatever, a year or two, and now all of a sudden we're back to having two titles again.
No, we talked about it. We talked about it last week when they quit the brand split and didn't unify the titles until 2 years later.
Yeah. Right. It was 2011 they stopped the brand split, I remember, and then, yeah, it took
But then they
years.
Unified in what, 2013?
Yeah, it's Randy Orton and John Cena, right?
December of 2013, so...
Well, if you remember back when they first did the original brand split, they only had one world title, and the guy went back and forth until Lesnar signed with SmackDown or whatever, the whole Stephanie brand thing with Heyman way back in 2004. So
then in September of that year, that's when Bischoff handed
the title of Triple H, yeah. And then he held it forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Oh, well, so it's interesting, some of the things going on right now with, and there's still so many questions. We're not going to be able to answer for quite a while, but we're going to go to the phones. The number's 222-1280. We got Baldy. What's up, Baldy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Okay, so, yeah, the reason they're waiting to announce the brand split, now, it's not for any dramatic purpose, of course. They'd be giving them too much credit. They're actually waiting to hear what Baldy has to tell them.
Of course.
Yeah, and needless to say, I actually told Jim Ross while he's being interviewed on the Bob Matthews show what they should have done, over 10 years ago when they first bought WCW. What I'd like to see Raw become, what they got to do is they got to take sports entertainment and split it up into entertainment and sports. They've tried to become a jack of all trades, try to please everyone. Now they please no one because they're a master of nothing. What I would like to see is kind of like a Lucha Underground, but without the death worship. Had the Raw show. Total Divas, it shouldn't be on. Sorry, I'm out of breath here. I had to run to the phone.
Okay.
Total Did we call Divas. You and you had to run to answer it?
No, we're actually working. So Total Divas, they have to, it shouldn't be on the E! Network. It should be a part of Raw. Instead of showing it a month later, they should roll the cameras, break it down during the show, have some backstage stuff. I could see it now. Sheamus is there in the bathroom, leaning on the sink, complaining how no one likes him, no one respects him. You hear the toilet flush, out comes Triple H. That's all right, buddy. Just keep doing what I used to do. Just keep holding everybody down. Eventually, you'll make it to the top. And then the SmackDown show. I'd like to see that be the wrestling. I would like to see, go back to William Regal and Benoit at the Pillman show.
Who?
That type of wrestling.
Yeah. Benoit. You're talking like, old school,
Real, well, just real, no, more, actually new school, real wrestling, more realistic. More, not the UFC, though. I said this before. This isn't fake fighting. It's professional wrestling. But get rid of the punching. Let's do the grappling. Check out Benoit versus Angle on WrestleMania 17. I know I keep saying Benoit, but you could do Angle, Austin Aries. Those style of matches, that's what SmackDown needs to be. A couple of weeks ago when they did the Money in the Bank qualifying, that was their best show in months and months. All them guys, they were all great, great wrestling matches. That's what they need.
A couple of minutes ago or a couple of seconds ago, I don't know, you've been going, when you said it makes it realistic, you have to be realistic. WWE is going to do what they want. It's going to be an entertainment show. They're not going to mix up the wrestlers so you have wrestling on one and entertainment on the other. It's going to be Raw times two, just 2 days in a row.
Right, and it's going to be watered down just like it was last time. It's going to be a failure like it has been last decade.
They tried doing just straight wrestling on SmackDown before, and it drew the lowest ratings until it went to the USA.
Ring of Honor, you ever hear of Ring of Honor? It's the fastest growing wrestling company. It's been around a while, but they stood true to their security, and now it's one of the best shows. That's the show I watch.
It's one of the best shows, but it doesn't get anything for ratings. It doesn't sell.
They're growing and it's selling.
It's on Sinclair.
That's where all WWE wrestlers are coming from. You got Austin Aries, you got Danielson, you got CM Punk. I mean, the list goes on and on. Samoa Joe, come on, get out, get real. You get realistic because that's where the future is. And they need to wake up.
If they were in the future, they wouldn't be on the company, on the channels only of the company that owns them.
Well, the Sinclair.
And right now, Ring of Honor is at its lowest roster of best talent. Yeah. I mean, from 2002 to, let's say, a couple years ago, they were thriving.
Yeah.
Now, WWE is picking through and taking everything they want.
And they took everything before they ever were on the TV.
And they're now looking at Adam Cole, from what I hear, too.
Well,
so.
Well, they still got the best wrestler in the country, Jay Lethal. So, I mean, you guys can go on and on, and they're going to keep stealing it. But they're taking product from what they need to turn at least one of their shows into. That's a pure wrestling product. I've been saying it for years and years. Their ratings have been going down. Well, I've been saying the same thing. And again, Ring of Honor has been building a brand. Everyone knows Ring of Honor.
Baldy, we lost him. Baldy, I was going to say ECW was the same thing. ECW was the same thing before when they were on the underground running late in the night, 2:30 in the morning, and they got all their wrestlers stolen too. So, I mean, there's always a feeder league, and someone's always going to be on the short end of the stick when it comes to it, especially the smaller leagues where the guys develop and learn to be the pros that turn into WWE pros.
It doesn't matter anywhere you're working. Ring of Honor has great wrestling. So does New Japan, everything, but it doesn't matter. Everybody knows that the big place to end up, no matter what, is WWE. Whether you want to have a good career, bad career, you're going to get your most money there and your most exposure in WWE.
All right, we got Rashawn on the line. Rashawn, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. And just to chime back in on that, with what Baldy was saying, I mean, yeah, TNA was the same way 10 years ago when they first started off on Spike. It was like the best wrestling product you could find on television if you had to channel it back then, because Spike wasn't everywhere right back then. And then all of a sudden they started trying to copy the WWE-type product and add a little more drama and stuff with the angles and try to pick up some talent. And then it just started going downhill and downhill from there. But to kind of even segue myself, I will even say, you know, talking about the AJ and John Cena thing, the turn on that, it's like, that's a good tease because they know that both those guys were the face that runs the place in the two different organizations for many years. So it piques interest for the true wrestling fan. And as we all know, AJ can make anybody look like $1 million in the ring. So, you know, I just had to chime in on that one. But let's see, what else do I have under the hat today? I did post a thing about The Rock still considering running for president, which I thought was hilarious.
Hey, if he were running right now, I'd vote for him.
I would definitely vote for him over Trump.
I'm in.
And lastly, and this is my last thing, I will make my announcement that I have finally ordered my certified G T-shirt.
Nice. So, Apex is wearing hers in the studio right now.
Y'all have a great one.
You too, brother. Thanks for calling, man. We got to go to break right now.
Shortest Rashawn call ever.
Yeah, no.
No, man. Are you okay today, Rashawn?
Maybe things were covered that he wanted to talk about, you know, by the other callers while he was waiting. So 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number if you want to get through. We got to go to break. We've got people on the line. We'll get to you as soon as we get through. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
The thing that makes me the most sick is the way he's trying to manipulate Dean Ambrose here.
I'm trying to manipulate him?
Yeah. That's exactly what he's trying to do. He's Canadian, remember? You can't trust him.
Those titles are joining the club.
But speaking of the club, what kind of club are you exactly? How do you join said club?
What, do you guys meet once a week in your treehouse?
I mean, are you guys like anti-theft devices for cars? Like,
popular in the 90s.
Yeah. Oh, wait. You're definitely not handcuffed for men.
Bald and bald. It's so bald. Wait, do you guys have weekly dues?
You want to talk about the club? Well, why not? The whole world is talking about the club and what we did to John Cena. And you. This isn't a new day. It's our day.
I'm New Era through and through. Kofi, who you fooling? We all know you've been here a good decade.
Oh, come on, man. New Era. It's been a little over 8 years. Oh, come on. You know you were my favorite when I was in middle school.
Oh, this? That's not important, man. Yeah. That's not important. What is important is the question that's on everybody's mind, what the entire WWE universe wants to know. And that question is, where is the New Day going?
Hey, this is me. It's me. It's that B to the G is E, BG James. And you're listening to the Pain Clinic, pro wrestling talk show on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain. Nobody move. Nobody gets hurt.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy Mark Fantasia, Apex Predator from Rock City Roller Derby.
Did I lose my nickname?
I said, oh, okay, the Mark.
Thank you.
I love you saying your full name because then people know when to look for you when you're playing out.
No, wait. Let's put a little pressure on Mark.
By the way, Mark's playing out tonight.
I am. Angry Goat Pub, 9 o'clock. But
Roller Derby after party.
It's for my birthday.
If he wants his nickname,
yes,
he needs to come to the next pay-per-view.
He does. You have to be now.
It is Money in the Bank.
The 19th, man. Write it down. We're going to be there at Salvatore's Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road.
I think I got something going on that night.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to watch good wrestling.
You know what? If you show up, I'm not coming.
Dude, if you're not excited about this Money in the Bank match,
yeah,
then I got two words for
Minus Alberto Del Rio.
Minus Alberto.
Yeah, exactly.
See, Alberto Del Rio had to ruin everything by starting to date Paige. You know,
I know Danny just hates him now.
Who didn't hate him before? That's what I'm saying. Well, welcome back to the show. We're talking the world of pro wrestling. We got a couple calls on the line. If you want to get online right now, 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We got Brian from Rochester. What's up, Brian?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing good. How are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. I saw something on the computer the other day saying that the WWE might have the Undertaker in SummerSlam. Do you guys know anything about that? And who do you think's going to run SmackDown? Would it be Stephanie or Shane?
Who's going to run what?
SmackDown.
Oh, Teddy Long.
I think, well, if John Cena's going there, then and they want to make the A show, they're going to have Shane with him.
Okay.
He's going to go one-on-one with the Undertaker.
I'm just curious, what's going to happen when they can't show Raw replays to who were sick to death on SmackDown? You know, what's going to happen?
Yeah. I actually think, though, I'm actually going to go the opposite. I think that if Cena's going to be over there, you need a really strong character. Shane's a happy guy. He's fine for Raw. If you're looking to build up, I think put Stephanie on SmackDown because she is... I think she's one of the best talent on the entire in WWE because
people
play
still
the heel
boo her, and they're trying to not, and they're trying to make her a face. They're trying,
and
to,
they can't. That's how awesome she is at being a heel. So put her on.
Put her in peril. You know, this is what I'm
Does
thinking.
Does that mean Roman Reigns is awesome because they're trying to make him a face and they can't?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, actually, theory busted.
Actually, someone said I forgot what someone wrote. They said, "Here's how you really know where you're going wrong. Make Roman Reigns your champ on Raw. Make Cena your champ on SmackDown." Whichever one has the lowest ratings, then you know who people really don't like.
Obviously. Well, Raw has got a built-in number. So, I mean, I think it always will. It doesn't matter who the champion is. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We have Troy from Rochester. What's up, Troy?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Troy.
I'll start off by saying, remember we used to say Lana and Stephanie McMahon was the two hottest females?
We used to.
I never said that, but go ahead. Go ahead.
I agree with half of that.
Both of their titles have been taken. First of all, I'm going to tell you who the hottest champion is.
Okay, who's the hottest?
The girl that's in NXT that used to be down with Ezel and Cass.
Carmella?
Carmella, yeah, I'll agree with you on that one. That's pretty good.
What is her name, though? I forgot. She comes up with the hat and all of that.
Carmella.
Yes. God, that is...
Whoa. I mean, you a sex Troy?
How you doing?
That's my bae.
Line of the year. That's my bae.
Yeah. The hottest.
Well, your phone's breaking up, brother.
It's just moving back and forth really fast.
Troy. Give us a call back, brother. Your phone's breaking up, man. I'm sorry about that. But yeah, I agree. If you help him say that, you know, I can't agree with the Stephanie McMahon stuff. But, okay, going to throw something else out here since we only got a few minutes left in the show. Goldberg shows up as the big mystery from the vault.
He was the hatch that everyone was wondering about.
Much like I was thinking like Lost. When I'm thinking hatches, I'm thinking of the TV show Lost. So then Goldberg comes out, and it's like, and now Goldberg's talking with the WWE.com. How positive is he now? Now, listen. Mark, I know you don't like him. You've never liked him. I saw your expressions as soon as he popped out.
What expressions?
You sent us messages saying that I hate this guy. He always hated him. He sucks. He's not good for the business. You know, you sent him.
I didn't write all that.
Okay, well, he's going to get it out and show it to me. Don't worry.
Keep talking. Whoa.
Keep that in your pants.
Yeah. So, nevertheless.
Would you call and see what happens when you move it really fast?
222-1280, Star Toys number. What do you guys think about Bill Goldberg possibly coming back for a last match and being involved in WWE 17, the video game? What do you guys think?
I think they should have Goldberg, Lesnar, too.
No, Goldberg, Ryback.
Ryback.
Please make that happen.
Versus Goldberg?
Yes. Goldberg versus Ryback. It would have the same amount of energy and excitement that Goldberg, Brock Lesnar had.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people out there who like Goldberg, believe it or not. You know
what? And to clarify, Rich writes to us, interesting to see Goldberg announced for the next WWE game. Let the speculation begin. And I wrote, you know, I was kind of excited when Sting was finally in a game. I said, this one's stupid. He's about as relevant as Vader. Never liked him.
Okay. I mean, you're saying he's as relevant as Vader?
Well, that's because of what's been going on with Vader lately, how all of a sudden he thought he had to get involved with the Super Junior tournament and give his two cents.
No, I agree. You know, but I'll say one thing. Bill Goldberg was a 1 year in WWE, and he was a champion. He was a champion for a few months in there. They gave it to him immediately.
He should have got it earlier than he did.
Yes,
I agree.
And it was taken away from him, too. And he probably could. And you know what? And the thing is, the first time I met the guy, he said he does this for the money. Now, he's being honest about that. There's a lot of guys out there. It's like, you know, if you make six figures starting in wrestling, you're going to do it for the money, right? You know, I mean, you know, who cares if you go out and, you know, you're going out and putting on a good match as long as you get paid. Yeah, and they're definitely not doing it for their health. So, I mean, you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, he just was an honest guy. A lot of people don't, you know, Rob Van Dam's been honest with us before. He said, listen, I can pull a, you know, a five-star match out every match I go out there, and I don't really look forward to wrestling anybody who's got great skills because I know what I can do. And he told me that, and he's like, I asked him, I said, you know, AJ Styles is a big name coming up 10 years ago. It's like, would you like to wrestle him? He goes, nah, because I, you know, if they had to pay the right amount of money, I'd do it. So, you know, so I mean, you know, just Goldberg was honest. He didn't have to, you know, he wasn't playing, you know, he wasn't hiding the fact that, yes, he needed money, and he did it, and he's not born, he's not grown up a wrestling fan, he's not... You know, there's a lot of guys in football who go right to wrestling. I don't know. I'm not sure about how big fans they are, but I mean, this guy was honest about it at least. And unfortunately, people took it all the wrong way and just degraded his, you know, what he was doing out there. And that's why Triple H and Vince McMahon hated him too, apparently. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying that there's probably a lot of people who don't express their feelings about why they're in this business. And then if he had not said that at all, everyone would have loved him, you know, because, you know, the streak and Eric Bischoff putting, you know, the championship belt on him off from Hogan from a huge Georgia.
I was absolutely fine with the streak, the title winning. I remember watching that live and thought it was awesome when he beat Hogan. The whole coming to WWE thing, it was 3 years too late after WWE had already bought out WCW.
Oh, yeah. Well, he sat and earned money doing nothing.
Right, yeah. But and that's fine, but it just, when he came, I really felt like, yeah, he was world champion, but it still fell flat. It was not anything as what it was in WCW, is my point.
No, you're right, you're right.
They tried recreating something.
Well, I mean, and, you know. And but he, you know, now he's at a point in his life where he's like, I like to wrestle in front of my little boy to show him how I made all this money to have this garage that holds eight cars. And
show
you
how everybody walks up and I squash him in 3 seconds. Let me show you how that's
done. I got a better idea. That's what DVDs or the WWE Network is for.
Right?
It's only $9.99.
That's true. It's true. But I mean, he just wants, I think he wants to do one more.
He wants more money.
Of course.
And he's going to get it.
Of course. He's in the video game. He probably paid him a fortune for that.
But go back 2 years ago, he was... Yeah, I would never go to WWE if the money was right, blah, blah, blah. He was bad-mouthed. Now he's in interviews. You know what? It's really good to come home after all these years. I had a great run in 2003.
You know what's funny is he apparently mended bridges, mended fences with Triple H because that's what he said in the interview. So
exactly.
So, but you know, but they treated him unfairly when he came. They made him wear a wig like Gold Dust. Okay, remember that? And everyone freaking got up in arms over that. So 222-1280 Star Toys. Remember, we got Dave from Parts Unknown. Also known as Henrietta. What's up, buddy?
Hey, there's only six people for the Money in the Bank match.
That's true.
The seventh, the namesake of Ms. Apex Predator over there.
Yeah, you're going to be number seven there? Oh, you think Apex is going to show up? The real Apex Predator?
Randy! It's going to be me, the actual Apex Predator. I am the seventh person.
She's going to be in the match.
I think they're saying with six.
Rumor confirmed.
Yeah, they're going with six.
Yeah, the rumor was it was going to be a seventh person, but now they just decided to stick with six.
Really? Because they've had like the silhouette of the seventh person, but they haven't filled it yet. They've had the six-man tags.
Yeah, you know, you're right, and I saw that, and I think they might have taken that. Who knows? I hope so. It'd be great if you'd have a surprise on the pay-per-view and have it be Randy or one of the other returning injured guys. You know?
Just ruined the surprise.
We can't have a Randy surprise.
Why?
Those ladies will have a heart attack.
I was going to say, we don't want to have to deal with, you know, having to call 911.
Great. Well, I have to miss the rest of the Money in the Bank match because this lady's getting
cardiac. Folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, when you come out to Salvatore's at the garage door, there's these two wonderful elderly septuagenarian and ladies who sit in the corner and love every good guy. Roman! They love Roman.
Sheamus!
They love Sheamus. Well, when Sheamus is good, but they love Randy Orton. And I was talking to one of the ladies. And
they loved him when he was bad.
One lady, I think she told me that she had a poster of him on the wall, on the ceiling above her bed. So I'm not going to say any more
about
that.
Let that duct tape just give out.
I'm not saying anything more about that, but they're very nice ladies, and they love Randy, and I just miss that high-pitched squeal of Randy. So that's why we do that all the time.
Can we get them up here in the studio?
I would love to have the ladies up here. That'd be great. Dave, anything else, buddy?
Just,
nope.
I kind of lost that. No,
yeah. Okay.
No, nope.
Dave, get your thoughts together and we'll come back, okay? Because we got to go to break. Give us a call. 222-1280. Start with you. Listen to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Give us a call right now.
Give us something good.
Two years ago, Seth Rollins sold out and he broke up the Shield. And ever since that point, he's called himself The Man. See, that's funny to me.
How can you call yourself the man if you're constantly running from the guy?
Hey, this is Natty Neidhart, first third-generation female wrestler in the world, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic on WHTK. Listen and feel the pain. Yeah, baby.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman, and I'm here with Mark Fantasia, playing out tonight at the Angry Goat for the Roller Derby After Party.
Yes, I'm starting at 9 o'clock and Apex Predator's birthday and 9 o'clock.
I'll be stopping in. I don't know if I'm going to see it because I got to do the UFC at Salvatore's at the Garage Door tonight, UFC 199.
I'm doing 9 to 1, and don't worry about going to watch that. I'll be knocking everybody out all night with my music.
He's giving me half of his set.
Well, you as long as you do the Black Keys, you know. All right.
You got to show up for that.
I know. I'll be there right at 9. I'll leave to go to Salvatore's. Welcome back to the show. Also here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, Apex Predator. Chauffeur and the Mrs. Mark Fantasia. And we had earlier Hater Tot joining us and Voodoo Charlie from Voodoo Charlie Voodoo Tattoo there on Monroe Avenue. Good friend of the show. So, hey, welcome back. Real quick, some pieces of news before we get going. Yes, I'd like to bring the Randy ladies up. I cannot wait to see that or have that happen. Maybe I'll suggest it to them. It's just I don't want to, you know, they might break a hip or something coming up the stairs. I don't know.
What do you think their idea of what the radio station would look like?
I have no
like
idea.
The guy from A League of Their Own? Yeah, like no. You see the big cone?
Yeah. A former studio guest of our Jimmy Superfly Snuka was deemed non-competent to stand trial for the 1983 death of then-girlfriend Nancy Argento.
I could have told you that a year ago.
Yeah, I could have told you that when he was in the studio with us. You know, you're like my daughter, huh?
What was your favorite WrestleMania match?
I think you're in love with my daughter.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jimmy Snuka, you know, 6 months they're going to try him again, see if he got any more competent. But apparently, when you have things like dementia, it doesn't get better. So, you know, he'll probably be institutionalized the rest of his life, which is a shame because he was a great, great WWE wrestler. Great, great fan favorite. And, you know, even when he was a bad guy in other places, he was, you know, hated more than you could possibly hate anybody, loved more than you could possibly love anybody. So, real quick, we got Troy back on the line. Troy, what's up, buddy? Can you get to the...
Hey.
Sorry. Much better sound.
Yeah, I apologize to my phone, guys. But since we up against time, another thing I wanted to say is Big Cass. Now that's he's the next big man with swagger besides Kevin Nash that came through the WWE. What you guys think about that? I'm talking about with swagger.
I've heard that they were so happy when Enzo was hurt. They were so happy with his performance that I would not be surprised if when the draft happens, maybe they split them. Because he's a big man. He's a big man who can do it. You've seen him wrestle. He's a great wrestler. And he actually, you know, he knows all his cheeses. I mean, I learned that this past week. Even from Munda, you know, whatever. How you doing? Did you guys? I mean, it was like, it was.
It sounded booty.
Yeah, that did sound booty. But hey, screw you guys. I can turn your mics off and it'd become the Cash Show, okay? We'll just say that.
It usually isn't.
No, not when Mark's here, because certain Mark Fantasia takes over.
Roster,
you know?
Split on the Pain Clinic.
All right. So I think Big Cass is awesome. I like to see them go have a tag run, though. I'd really much rather see that.
I hope they don't split them up now.
I don't hope they don't split any of these tag teams up, except for the ones like the, you know, like the Social Outcasts, because they're all individual wrestlers anyway.
They're making a movie right now.
That's right. They're making a
Marine
movie.
Marine 17.
Yeah. By the way, if you weren't fired, you had the opportunity. Look, we're going to keep you. You could be a Marine 17.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, you just don't say anything.
The Miz is still starring, though.
Always.
Yeah.
Jer Cody Rhodes is fighting Kurt Angle coming up soon too. Speaking of releases,
yeah, Cody Rhodes, he's going to be in a tournament. Is it the Juniors tournament that's going on in New Jersey? I don't. He's got his hand in a lot of things right now.
Something begins with
near,
a W.
It's Winnipeg, near Newburgh.
Wabinger Falls.
Wabinger Falls. It's down by. It's close. It's close to Binghamton, New York City. Down that.
Cody Rhodes and Kurt Angle. Yeah. You know, if that's his first match or one of his first match back.
That's what I love about Cody is he got out of there because he still wants to work wrestling. He just doesn't want to be stuck in these stupid gimmicks. So he's going to go wrestle some of the best wrestlers in the world. He's going to wrestle Michael Bennett, I guess.
I was going to say, he's announced that he's wrestling Bennett, too.
Yeah, and man, Bennett's fantastic. You know, TNA's got a pay-per-view last week, and next week, but I'm not really giving them a lot of run, but I've been enjoying their TV show a lot. You really got to watch that. They really are doing a fantastic job. And Michael Bennett is like the focus of the show, him and EC3.
They've been doing a great job. Please tell me. I asked these guys. They didn't watch it. Please tell me you watched.
Yes, I saw
Jeff Hardy, Matt Hardy, director's cut.
Yeah, that was interesting. I don't know what the accent that Matt Hardy's doing.
I love it.
Yeah,
Brother Nero.
It's not mad at all.
We will have one final match, Brother Nero. and then I will slam you onto a wood table and smash it.
And throw a fake baby at you. These are things that actually happen in this video. You need to see this.
It is very, very wild. You can go online. And actually, they had Colt Cabana, who was very kind about
it. That's the best one.
He was very kind about it. You know, he didn't say anything bad about it. He just, you know, that's the way they're going. And he's doing, and that's the look of Toe Cutter from the original Mad Max movie. That's what Matt Hardy's doing. He's got that blonde splotch in the front of his head. And he's
looks like Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, a little bit like Sweeney Todd, too. But he's, maybe that's what he's talking. Maybe that's his accent. I'm trying to figure that out. But they got a pay-per-view coming up next Sunday, a week from Sunday, which you can get on pay-per-view, and they're having all the main guys go at each other. EC3's taking on Bennett, and Hardys are taking each other. Bobby Lashley's taking on Drew Galloway, their champion. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you don't, you know, if you haven't watched TNA in a while, it definitely is a good jumping on point.
With TNA, Galloway is having the best year of his entire career.
Yeah, and I love it that him. And, awesome. I love that him and EC3 came out at a show a couple weeks ago and called out WWE.
Evolve.
Yeah, at Evolve show, Evolve 61 called out WWE behind Honcho, saying, "Listen, this is what we are. We're not doing too bad." So we got to get out of here. I want to thank you guys so much for listening. I'm working on trying to get Trish Stratus on with us next week. She's got a movie coming out on DVD, and we'll see how that works out. So you could possibly follow us on our Facebook page. You'll know if I score Trish Stratus for next week. Did I say score Trish?
I'll let you know if anybody scores Trish.
Yeah, I've got contacts with her. But also, if you're up in Niagara Falls, the Niagara Falls Comic Con's this weekend. HBK is going to be up there, as well as Ricky Steamboat. There, you know. The Fink is going to be there. Lots of wrestling of influence. It's only a little over an hour from here. Go check it out. We got to get out of here. I want to thank so much for Apex Predator. Hater Talk coming up from RCRDD. Don't forget tonight, 5 o'clock, the doors open at the Genesee Valley Sports Complex. 6 o'clock is the game. Come catch me there. I'll be announcing with Hater. And Apex will be skating. And you guys have a great day. Body slam somebody you love.